When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, welcome back. We got a lot of stuff to do. Later in the hour, we're going to examine the Kelce phenomenon, because, Al, it is all about Kelce's this week.
It is.
And we will talk about the fact that these brilliant coordinators who took the Eagles to a 16-3 record are not going to get head coaching jobs, neither Steichen nor Gannon. And I just I was watching a monitor here, Al, from Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania.
Yes, the ground.
And I have a question to ask you.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I ask it to you because you have a, you know, you have a horse in the race here. Better use of your time on a cold winter morning.
Mm-hmm.
Groundhog Day celebration in Punxsutawney, Wing Bowl celebration in Philadelphia.
Oh, Wing Bowl.
It's better.
Yeah, I don't understand. Really,
it's better.
I don't understand that.
Wing Bowl is better than the Groundhog Day. What are you seeing there? A freaking rodent?
I've never been there. I'll take the rodent.
No, I was thinking I need activities after I retire. I was thinking of going there. I'm not going.
It's not a rodent.
It'll only make me sad that the Wing Bowl no longer runs, but that dumb thing does.
Yeah, I'm not a groundhog. I don't even like the one that Glenn does the voice for. That what's the name
Glenn
of that
thing? Glenn does not do that.
He does not do.
Oh.
Keep on scratching.
He's the voice of Gus?
I thought so.
No,
Glenn is
not, Al.
He is not. Ladies and gentlemen,
keep on scratching.
On the line with us right now is a man that I go to for football information. The legendary, the great, G-Cobb from GCobb.com. Hi, Jay.
Good morning, Angelo. How are you?
I'm fine. G, do you miss the Wing Bowl?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
See that? It does, Al.
Well, maybe the next couple will do it.
I think
DeCamera's a big
the answer
opponent.
Is no.
Rhea, I think you guys should bring it back
it's
next
year.
It's
never happening.
And it's your problem.
No.
All right, let me start right in. I want to make sure I'm not avoiding this issue. So the Eagles get entangled in a criminal situation with Josh Stills. Gee, what I said a few minutes ago is the minute you can, you cut him loose. You do not need that as part of your team. Especially because he's contributing nothing to the actual games.
I would agree. I mean, you just don't need knuckleheads, you know, and you don't need the distraction. There are going to be a lot of distractions for the guys. And, you know, the big thing is you don't want to get caught up in the things. You know, you go in there to play that game. You got to deal with a lot of things. And then the questions, see, they're going to be asking about it. Every reporter is going to ask about it. So they don't need to be bothered with that nonsense. And, you know, and he's not a key player on the team. So as soon as you can, you want to ax him.
Absolutely. Get him out of here. All right, let's get to the distraction. So, gee, was it always – how many Super Bowls in did this become what we're seeing now, which is the most inflated American cultural event every year? When did it make that turn into this spectacular that it is today?
I don't know. Maybe it's 15, 20 years ago. I mean, like, you know, you don't know how much stuff, you know, I have to get. Because we have to go out there. And all of the stuff. Oh, it's just everybody and their brothers got something they're selling or doing or whatever. It is just a whole week of it, too. I mean, you know, it's really more than a week. They're almost trying to start. You know, like 10 days out with just stuff every day. So some of the things, you know, they're good things. You know, they're trying to help kids and different things. But some of it, you got everybody and their brother trying to sell something.
Absolutely right, G. I covered the 1985 game, the one between the Patriots and the great Bears defense.
Yeah.
And I feel that the moment when it became bigger than life was when Jim McMahon pulled down his pants. And there was a TV helicopter, and he mooned the TV, and they didn't know what to do with his rear end on the news. So they blurred the crack a little bit, But you got the, and I said,
I
wow.
I appreciate the detail, Angelo.
All right. Anyway, gee, let me get to what happened with the Niners. I haven't had a chance to ask you about that. The Niners was supposed to be a great test. Did that game end when Purdy got hurt?
Yeah, it was pretty much over because the backup quarterback could barely get him out of the huddle. So
that's right.
It was just ridiculous. And, you know, you could see that, you know, he wasn't ready. But you know what they say about in football, you know, Buddy used to say this. I had other coaches used to say this, that, you know, losing your quarterback, you know, you say if you're looking for sympathy, you can find it in the dictionary.
Good one. All right, but here's the thing, G. This just added to the narrative that this Philadelphia team, even with 16 wins, has not really been tested by a player like Pat Mahomes. You buy that?
I mean, I do buy that, but what it also says is, look how many different ways they can win. You know, Jalen didn't have a good game, you know.
True.
But they still won. I mean, walking away was over because they can win with the defense. They can win with their pass rush. Their secondary is good enough where they can win with the secondary leading the way. And then offensively, you know, they can win with the running game. They can win with a passing game. All these different ways they can win, and that's what makes, I think, them so tough, that I don't know that I could think of a team that's had these type of strengths where they could be regarded in all these different areas as one of the best in the league in these different areas.
Gee, I need you to help the team game plan. You're a terrific linebacker, fast linebacker, probably the guy that would have been assigned to try to cover Travis Kelce. Travis Kelce is their biggest weapon.
Yes.
What do you do there? What's your plan? Remember, Doug Peterson let him catch 14 balls in the playoffs. That's ridiculous. How do you slow him down? I know you're not going to shut him down. How do you slow him down, G?
Well, you've got to go after him with different ways. There would be sometimes I'd have one of those ends I'd put over his head, and I would just pound him. Like on a running block, anytime he tries to run block, I would have somebody on his head pounding him. And then, you know, sometimes you're going to have speed on him. He couldn't outrun the safeties. He's not that fast. He's just subtle, and he's very tricky. And so you got to mix up the coverage. Sometimes you're covering him maybe with two linebackers. Sometimes you're covering him with a safety and a linebacker. But you always want to have two guys on him, and everybody on the team has got to know where he's lined up at. So, because anytime he lines up over a defensive end, the defensive end's main job is to pound him and beat him up as much as you can.
That's a good answer. Hey, Jay, you got a clean shot at Mahomes in the pocket. He doesn't even see you. You're coming from the blind side. You hitting the ankle? You going after the injured ankle? You come from a different era. I'm just wondering what you would do.
I mean, you know, we would have to test it.
The answer is yes.
Seth Joyner was in here, G, and he was saying that Buddy didn't hide it. Like, Buddy would have been over the moon with Hassan Reddick for knocking out Purdy.
Without a doubt, he used to tell us, look, if you're within two steps of that quarterback, especially early in the game, and you don't hit him, you're going to be sitting over here with me.
You know? Jay, which team is more talented?
The Eagles are more talented. I mean, it's not even close. I mean, as I said, they've got people that can take over the game, like, you know, Hassan. They got so many guys on that defensive line that could have a dominant game to where they're just such a major factor in the game. And, you know, they got this offensively. The Eagles' offensive line is by far the best in the league. I mean, I know San Francisco's defense was embarrassed. You got guys running into the end zone untouched.
Yeah, that was amazing. That was blocking, right, G?
They got a tremendous offensive line. So, you know, they should win this game going away. I mean, because they can be so dominant in these different ways that if they are good, if they have a good day throwing the ball, this game should not be close.
Oh. Gee, Cobb, you're making me excited. Gee, love talking to you, man. Be well, my friend.
All right, you too.
The great Gee Cobb. Al, he just described my dream.
Not close.
A route over the Chiefs and a Super Bowl victory. Who saw this coming? We actually have. We didn't have this 5 years ago. We have the better team. No. Eagles won that game. The better team doesn't always win. The Patriots were more talented than the Eagles. They have more experience than the Eagles. It's the other way around this time. We're favored.
That question you posed to G, that would you go for Mahomes' ankle? And people, and I guarantee there are people who, you can't. That's wrong.
Right.
You don't think the Chiefs are going to try to target Jalen Hurts' shoulder?
100%.
Yeah.
That's football. That's gamesmanship. That's taking advantage, and then you have to pretend later that you weren't doing it.
Right.
But you do it.
Of course you do.
You got to do it. You got to win the game. Eilir understands that. Hi, Eilir.
Hello, good morning.
How are you, Eilir?
I'm good. How are you, Angelo?
I'm doing great. What's on your mind, pal?
Thank you for taking my call, first of all.
Well, I do it for a living. They pay me to do that.
Oh, they do? They still pay you? Well, that's nice. That's nice.
About two more weeks, Eilir. That's it.
Oh, you should stay more, bro, for the next Super Bowl.
I love it. What do you think? What do you feel?
Oh, man. My blood pressure is changing every day closer to the game.
Yeah, it is stressful, I will say. Oh, what about just before the kickoff? You got butterflies. Then you're going, oh, come on, let's get the early lead. Get the ball, run down the field. Ah, yeah. It's fun, man.
We are going to eat them for dinner that night. that's my feeling.
I like it. Eilir, what would you sacrifice for the Eagles to win the championship?
I may be a little bad. I don't know how far I can go.
Well, I'll go as far as you feel is appropriate.
Okay, so because it's so important in my life,
yep.
I'll give up farting.
What did he say?
Flatulence.
Wait a minute. Fart. You will not fart for a year?
Yes, sir. And I do that every day so much.
Eilir, this is phenomenal. I love it. Stay right there, Al. And apparently he is by nature gassy.
Mm-hmm. Is that possible?
Now, I know, Al, again, I'm not a doctor. I don't think that would be a good idea, would it?
I don't know. I guess no.
Any advice, Al?
I really don't know.
Medical advice?
Sometimes I'm not equipped to answer a question.
No, but you got to admit, when a caller comes in and acknowledges that he's got a situation there,
I know it's hard not to sneeze.
It's a lot of...
Well, that's,
sneezing is
sometimes it happens at the same time.
What happens when you're driving and you have to sneeze?
Al, sometimes it happens at the same time. You get like both ends. Bonnie's up next. Hi, Bonnie.
Hi, Angelo.
Bonnie, how are you today?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
I just want
to say that I'm really going to miss you.
Well, I'm going to miss you guys too, buddy, but when it's time, it's time. You know how that is. You can't do it forever.
I have to tell you, though, you're the reason that I became a real committed Eagles fan.
Wow,
your enthusiasm, yes. I was living in New York. I live in Scranton, near Scranton now, in a town called Jessup. I went to University of Delaware, so I was living down there afterward, worked there. Met my husband down there. He was a fan. We started listening to you. You know, I had roommates that were Eagles fans and in college. And after listening to you, though, I really became a committed Eagles fan and still am today.
So Bonnie, when you were dating your husband, you guys would maybe go out to dinner and talk about the Eagles? They were a way to bond with each other?
We kind of got into that a little bit later where, you know, I really saw how much he liked the Eagles in spite of a lot of other, because we were from the Scranton area originally, and I have to tell you, not a lot of Eagles fans out here. There are. It seems like most people are like New York fans or Steelers fans. In fact, during all this hoopla, we were a little saddened, like not a lot of coverage in the newspaper, not a lot of sports bars, and like with advertisements, come watch the Eagles. We were even thinking, even without tickets, like driving down to Philly last week to be around all the excitement. So
you guys are great fans. I love what you're telling me here, buddy. Tell me what you would sacrifice for the Eagles to win a championship.
Pretzels.
I
love pretzels.
You really
do. I love soft pretzels. I eat a lot of pretzels.
All right, would it just be the soft, or is it also the crunchy?
I would give up the crunchies because that's what I get more of up here.
Enjoys the crunchy.
Yeah, I give up all pretzels.
Right. Do you often have, like, alcoholic beverage with the pretzels?
I'm not a big drinker, but I do like beer and pretzels.
All right. I love it. Bonnie, great one. Pretzels. And Al, I have been, I just finished binging Seinfeld.
Okay.
And I would now like to use one of the phrases that became famous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
These pretzels are making me thirsty. Impressive, Johnson?
No, not really.
What do you mean, no? You're a big Seinfeld guy.
That's not how he said it, though.
All right, go ahead.
These pretzels are making me thirsty. That's how he said it on the show.
Oh,
that was too calm.
215.
And then, you know, Alan Rhea, I don't know what we're talking about anyway.
They have no idea.
No idea.
You're missing out. 215-592-9494. When we return, if the coordinators are not hot commodities on the head coaching market, are they still great coordinators?
Hmm.
That's the question. WIP Sports Time 717.
Window Nation has the coolest deal ever for keeping you warm. Get two windows free with every two you buy with zero down payment, zero monthly payments, and pay zero interest for 24 months. Now is the perfect time to take advantage of Window Nation's deep discounts, all while reinvesting in your biggest asset, not to mention the savings on your energy bills. Up to 43% of your home utility bill goes to heating and cooling. With new Window Nation windows, you can cut those energy bills during these cold winter months by keeping your hot air in and the cold air outside. Go with the window company that has installed over 1 million windows, including my home, all with 96% customer satisfaction. Now is the time to upgrade the look and feel of your home, all while saving on your energy bills. Call 866-90-NATION and get two windows free with every two you buy with no limit, plus make no down payment, no payments, pay no interest for 24 months. Offer won't last long. Call Window Nation today, 866-90-NATION, or go to windownation.com. Brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Programming note, Jason Kelce will be on the WIP Morning Show at 8 a.m., as he will be participating in his second Super Bowl as an Eagle when they take on the Chiefs February 12th in Arizona. Sixers, meantime, beat the Magic 105-94. Our city loves a champion, and the champion of diamond engagement rings in the Delaware Valley is Mark's Jewelers. Learn more at marks-jewelers.com. NBC 10 First Alert Forecast, mix of clouds and sun, high of 42. It is currently 29. To stream 94 WIP, tell your smart speaker to play 94 WIP.